Liberal leader Peter Dutton wants the federal government to double the amount pensioners can earn without reducing pension payments to enable older Australians to work more if they want. I thought we would talk to Ian Henschke about this afternoon. We've spoken to Ian several times, and he joins me on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Ian. How are you? Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, not at all, Brent. It's a big topic, and it's one that's creating a lot of attention today because we've got a situation in Australia where we've got almost 500,000 job vacancies. If you think about those figures, that's extraordinary, and that's affecting businesses, it's affecting profitability of businesses, but also more importantly, it's affecting people that are looking for home care, childcare, healthcare. So it's actually a health and welfare issue as well.
Now, I want to make it very clear that the National Seniors are proposing to make sure that the scheme to let pensioners work, it in fact doesn't cost the government money, whereas what Peter Dutton is talking about, a figure quoted, estimated cost 22-23 financial year, it would cost us taxpayers $145 million.
That's right. So what we're proposing is exactly what Jim Chalmers, the Treasurer, said he wants. He wants bang for his buck. He's worried about the debt. He's worried about the $1 trillion in debt. And we're saying to him, Jim Chalmers, here's a way you can balance the books, have a win for business, a win for the pensioners, and a win for the economy. Because what happens is that if you say to the pensioner, you'll forego that work bonus, you'll forego the senior Australian pensioner tax offset, if you can just simply work and pay income tax, then you'll have people paying income tax. That's GST, that's income tax, that's payroll tax, that's superannuation, contributions tax, etc., etc., etc. Now, a report was done back in 2012 by Deloitte Access Economics. Chris Richardson, very notable economist, said that if we could increase older worker participation by 5%, now just think about that number. That's not a big number, 5%. If we could increase it by 5%, we would add $48 billion to the GDP of Australia. And at the present tax-to-GDP ratio, that would bring in about $11 billion of extra taxation in. So at the moment, what we do is we spend a lot of money bringing in people from overseas. We spend a lot of money on all sorts of things. But we should see the older Australians as a resource, not a liability. And this is what they do in New Zealand. In New Zealand, they let pensioners work and just pay tax.
Yeah, the figures are... Just before we go to New Zealand, can I just go over what you just said? I've written it down.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying this? If we increase working of pensioners by 5%, is that right? 5%, yeah, is that the figure? We will increase GDP by $48 billion, is that right?
That's right. That's right. And but that was the 5% workforce was a figure of the over 55. So we've got to get these people. I mean, we're talking about full time jobs there. So if the pension is not going to be full time, they're going to be part time. Then you're going to have twice as many people, obviously. But what we are looking at is the increase of the workforce, and that is what they looked at in that original study back in 2012. A 5% increase of the older Australian workforce. The workforce between 55 and 65. So we're saying you can do the same thing with the 65 plus workforce, the 66 as it is now for pension. And when you get those people in the workforce, they will add billions to the economy because they'll be paying income tax. At the moment, you get a work bonus. You don't pay tax on that first day's work. So we're saying we're going to have a quid pro quo. In other words, let the pensioner work, but then the agreement there will be the pensioner will pay income tax on any money they earn above the tax-free threshold. Now, I know it's sounding a little bit complicated, but I'm just saying treat the pensioner the same as you would any other Australian. In other words, their pension has taken them above the tax-free threshold. They immediately start paying tax.
Right.
You follow me?
Yeah, I do. Is that what happens in New Zealand? Because in New Zealand at the moment, statistically, one in four people, pensioners over the age, or one in four people over the age of 65 are working, are still working.
Right.
Whereas in
That's
Australia,
right.
it's 14%. That's our figures
That's right.
here.
That's right. So in other words, we could have 10% more people working. So if you go back to that Deloitte Access Economics report, we've got a lot of leeway there to improve our older worker participation. And if we only get half of what New Zealand's got, you're going to add billions of dollars to the economy.
That's what
we're saying. But you've got to do it this way, because if you look at the way that Peter Dutton's talking, he's saying, I'm going to give you a bonus. I'm going to spend taxpayers' money letting you work. No. We're saying let's do it the other way. Let the pensioner work and let the pensioner pay income tax, and they will forego that bonus. Because at the moment, what happens is you work one day, you don't get taxed. With the present wage increase, it'll be about 1.5 days under the Peter Dutton scheme, and then you'll start paying tax and lose money from your pension. And what happens is people say, I don't want to deal with Centrelink. I don't want to deal with all this. And then the employers say, I'm dealing with a person who says I can only work 2 days a week and I actually need them to work on weekends, and we pay penalties on weekends. And so they're telling me they don't want to work because they're going to lose their pension. Simplify the whole thing. Make it simple and fair. And this is a simple, fair system. And this is what we want to take to Jim Chalmers Employment Conference in September. And we want the backing of business and we want the backing of the public. Now, the other night, this came up on one of those talk programs on the ABC, and there was thunderous applause from the audience. So if we live in a democracy, I can tell you, the people want this to happen. The businesses want this to happen. We just have to get it across the line with Treasury and the new Treasurer.
How long have you been trying to get this happening, Ian?
Well, I'll tell you when I first started. It was back in 2019, after the last election. Graham Richardson said they should have a review into the entire pension system. Do you remember Graham Richardson, former Social Security Minister for the Labor Party?
He's a regular guest of my show every Friday afternoon at 2:35.
You ask him about this. You ask him about Ian Henschke and National Seniors' plan to let pensioners work and pay income tax and scrap all these bonuses and penalty systems and just have a simple, fair system. I'd love to hear what he said.
All right, I'll do it on Friday afternoon.
And if he's listening, I want to say hello to him because I found him one of the most interesting people to talk to when I was actually going on Sky News, you know, which was we were talking about this. And after the last election, it was actually Graham Richardson who said, we need a review into the retirement income system in Australia. Mm-hmm. And the government, to its credit, said we're going to have a retirement income review. In that review, we said we need to look at encouraging old Australians to work more, and we referred to the New Zealand system where you work and pay income tax. They actually pay tax. They don't have a tax-free threshold. They pay tax at 10% in the dollar up until about $20,000. Then they pay, I think it's 15 cents, then 25, then 35. They have a sort of scaled tax system. But basically, a person's pension and their earnings are added together and they pay tax on that. In Australia, we've got this weird system where you have a tax-free threshold. Then if you're a pensioner, you can get a work bonus. But once you exceed the work bonus, then you lose 50 cents in the dollar. And you've got a senior Australian pensioner's tax offset. And sort of think of the number you first thought of. And
divide by five.
Yeah, fill out a form with Centrelink and all this. And it all just gets too much. Now, one thing I'll tell you, Brent, is that Graham Richardson thinks that we should have a simpler, fairer system. But the other person who's very interesting on the other side of the coin is Craig Launday, who was the Minister for Small and Family Business.
Believe it or not, he's a regular on the show as well. Ian, I've got to go to the news. This is the start of a conversation for you and I, so we'll continue to talk about this in the future. But I thank you for your time this afternoon.